Tim, you've obviously won World Cups, Premierships, NOL Grand Finals in Australia. You've got an important role here at Salford now, helping to guide Ian Watson's side into the Super League for next season as well. It must be a difficult challenge to the ones you've faced in the past.
They're all difficult, doesn't matter. The things you've discussed that we've been successful in Australia are all it's the same as here. It's effort, it's preparation, a little bit of luck with injury and other things like that, and a bounce of a ball, but it is a mission and the effort you put in. So coaching staff are doing a great job putting that effort. We obviously had a lot of bumps and ups and downs in the club this year. That's behind us at the moment. What we're thinking about is what we're doing in front of us. We responded from the we'd won two and then got really put in our place by Leeds. But we responded to that, came out against Widnes, and although we lost the game in the dying 30 seconds with a field goal, we had our chance to win it. We led that game, and the effort was there, and that's what I'm pleased with, looking from the outside in, that the effort's there, and that's I'm here to help him with that. Execution wise, making sure that we try to keep the club stable, that we have that effort until the last ball is kicked at the end of the middle eights.
You mentioned obviously plenty of headlines going on off the field, but it must be nice now for the players, the coaching staff and yourself to make those headlines on the field with these big seven games coming up.
Yeah, well, look, normally you'd be thinking about Christmas and pre-season for the outside of the top eight. The top eight have obviously got their own issues, but for the middle eight, it's an intense group of games for over a two-month period. They're playing for their competition, their contracts. They're playing for their spot in Super League. All eight of us, and it's a great concept. Certainly, you can feel the lift in intensity. The season was supposed to finish last week, but given the publicity around it today here and the vibe you get amongst the players, it's going to be it'll be interesting. The fans will be out supporting it big time, so that's. Well, keeping rugby league going up here in the north for the next 2 months.
It does seem to me that although the top eight have a chance of winning the championship at Old Trafford, these teams in the middle eight, the qualifiers, they're getting all the attention because there's some big things at stake here.
Well, it's a new concept, so I suppose that's the thing. Look, the top eight are going to look down at us and not worry about us, right? I mean, we've got a long way to go before. Like, we finished second last. Call a spade a spade. Salford finished second last. We had our chances to do better. One stage during the season, we were much better placed. Injuries, suspensions, tough injuries to key positions, to both sevens, the nine, all left the club in a tough situation. We battled on. We still could have finished ninth with a win against Widnes. But again, we're not in the class yet of the top sides. But we've got to get through this to get that opportunity next year and the year after to improve, and that's my role, is to try and support that. Obviously we've got to get through it first before we can start talking about next year, but at the moment it's game by game. That's what we're looking at. We want to try to win this middle eight, the inaugural middle eight, I suppose, if you want to look back and say we did, but we want to use it to bounce into next season as well. So it's important for us for our credibility, to win games at this level, to encourage people to want to come to our club, to improve our club, to please our fans, our sponsors and so on.
Ian Watson's obviously in charge of the coaching staff the club.
Marty Gleeson is his assistant, doing a great job.
The coach there, Brian Smith, who's seemingly changed the culture at that club in the last couple of weeks.
Certainly has. Brian's doing a great job, and when he got the job, I rang him and congratulated him, and he had a big job to do, and he's the man to do it too, just quietly. They ran last and we ran second last, so both of us have got a long way to go, but in saying that, we want a chance to do that next year, so both clubs are going to come out nice and intense.
Confidence then going into these
get up tomorrow, because the week off has been good for us, and I'm sure for most of the clubs, which is a good thing, because in 3 weeks time off with the Challenge Cup final, to recover and get our best sides. This competition will be good, the Super 8s, if most of the sides have their best teams. It's really going to mean that if you win it, or if you're relegated, you should have been. If you go up, you should have been. So you want to do it with your best team. You're going to win or lose with your best team, or close to it. And that's so hopefully those couple of weeks off here and there help that as well. So the draw is good for that point of view. So we've got three weeks of games. two of them are at home for us. We need to win the first game first. That's the first thing. And then, I'm only talking what Ian's talking. And my role is to support that and keep the players focused with Ian on the job at hand, rather than be worrying about what's going to happen, what might happen, and what their future is.